Injury front, we've got two guys out, Arian and Muhammad. So those two guys are out for the ball game. The rest of our guys are listed as probable, and we expect all of them to be available for the ball game. Had a cool practice today, so I thought we concentrated well. Our team is in has a really good attitude, and I like that about them. So we're expecting our best this week. This weekend.
Will Arian go see a specialist?
Yeah, he's gone to. I think he's gone to more than one. So I think he's had two or three opinions. So.
Locally in the
United States? Yes. I don't know. You know, you got to talk to the athletic trainers about. They haven't told me anything about it, so they're still evaluating what they've told me.
This is back way.
Yes. Yeah, he got it about a week back. So.
Ed Ray was saying he'd be like a sixth man, like Robert Horry. What went into that decision?
He's been doing that basically. I mean, that's what we did last game. So, you know, he's playing on our past. Coverage, basically our dime, you know, pass coverage stuff more than our, you know, run downs.
What do you like about Shiloh that gives you confidence to put him in his
position? Shiloh's a strong tackler. You know, he's played pretty well. And, of course, like I said, he had a big interception in the last ball game that at one point behind, you know, in the fourth quarter that gave us an opportunity to win the game. So, you know, he's done some good things. As has Ed. I mean, you know, you can say what you want to. We're still way ahead of everybody in pass defense in the National Football League. Now, you look at it one game, you say, wow, we gave up this play or that play. But, you know, overall, we're playing pretty good pass defense.
Have y'all made a decision on the third
round back? Not until game time, but we're leaning towards Karam right now. Pardon me?
You know how that would impact the return game?
Well, he is a kickoff return guy, so you know he's available for that if we utilize him. But we're trying to get, you know, with Arian down, we're trying and Tate being hurt, we're trying to, you know, the third running back will probably have to play some too.
Wait, you're saying you're referring to Deji would be the third back?
Yeah. I'm involved in everything that a head coach would be involved in.
So you and Joel discuss that this week?
Yes, we'll make a decision.
What's this last 2 weeks been like to do first? Just smooth sailing with the defensive coordinator?
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't know how to describe it all. You don't replace a parent, you know, so. That was the first thing, obviously. And then, you know, like I said before, I mean, it's, you know, I told the players, and I believe this, I mean, there's tougher things than losing some games, and people can come back from that. And that's what my dad or anybody would expect me to do. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Players said you never missed them.
I don't know. You do what you have to do. I mean, you know, you do what's important, and I'm glad I did what I did because I got to see him this last night. So, you know, that's.
The fact that you've been interim now three and head coach three, is this getting back up the horse for you?
Yeah, six times a charm, they say. So, I got the world's record. I think I've got the record. I don't know that anybody's been a head coach of, I don't think, five teams. I think I already had the record, but I've gone past that now. So, it is a privilege kind of to be, you know, be named a head coach of a team, even though it's one game here, to be six times in the NFL, you know. So, and a lot of people say, well, you know, they got rid of you, all those. But you know, and I throw my record out there. Some people, you know, they throw it out there and they say, well, he's only, what, 82 and 61. You check out where that is in the National Football League of people that play coached 100 games, and you're going to find out something different than what you think. So.
You
Well, you know, that's two kinds of coaches, you know, so. I'm definitely the second. I hadn't been fired everywhere I've been, so, you know. A lot of people went in different directions, you know. I wasn't going in that direction, I guess. So. I thought I could go, you know, just south, east, west, whatever. But
would you still like to be a head coach?
Right situation, I guess that would be the case. But, I didn't think I'd ever be one again, you know. And that's I still think age is a factor, and perception is another factor that, you know, he hadn't done it. He's never done it, so never done good enough, you know, that kind of thing.
So it's different times, but is it the same feeling when you become the head coach again? Do you want to interim basis?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think you have all the problems of a head coach. I know that. So, you know, there's a lot of things that have come up this week that nobody will know about. So those things are involved that you wouldn't be involved with as a coordinator. And making those kind of decisions as to who's returning, what's doing this, which, you know, what, and even – offensively, you know, when we're going to go for it, what are, you know, a lot of different things, those kind of things that head coaches make. So that's where I am with that.
Who's your strength as a head coach?
I don't know. We won a lot of close games, I thought, you know, but I don't really judge myself there. I just, you know, I think the players will play, you know. Play really hard and really well in a lot of situations that, and I think I'm good at game strategy. So, but I, you know, a lot of people say different, I'm sure.
Wait, you guys, a
couple more.
How bad is the team to win?
Well, I mean, I think it's obvious we need to win. I mean, we need to change things. We need to change the atmosphere that's been going on, although, you know, we say, well, we've played really well, and we are one play, I think. And I told them today, we're one play or one penalty away from winning, too. So we've emphasized this week cutting down on penalties. We're one turnover from winning, either giving it up or getting one. And we're really one play a lot of times from having a lot better records. So I think this team is very close, but you have to make that baby step forward. All right, thank you.